Hey, man, how are you guys doing? It's always good to be on with you guys. And before we even get started, man, just want to shout out to Mark Seidel, man. I know you guys had a lot to say about him and gave him a tribute show, and he was a real good friend. And I know you guys doing really, really well. Just crushing news when I found out that Mark had passed. So I want to shout out Mark Seidel before we even got started.
That's nice, man. Appreciate that. Q Myers with us, Raider Nation Radio, 920 AM. Let's talk about Darren Waller. What was he doing that was so effective? What was Carr doing that was so effective to the point where the Saints just could not cover the guy?
Well, that was just it, man. John Gruden did a really good job of dialing up the good matchups for Darren Waller, because this dude is a wide receiver in a tight end's body. Derek Carr and John Gruden, they both said it after the game. He's one of the best in the business. Kittle's obviously up there. Kelsey's obviously up there. But Darren Waller's right up there as well. I mean, he can get it done. And so if you got him mismatched against Malcolm Jenkins, who's a safety who's getting older, really good player, but that guy just can't compete. You know, and there's multiple guys on that Saints defense that realized they were out of position when Darren Waller was lined up across from him. And so John Gruden looked and sought out that mismatch. And as soon as he saw it, he exploited it. And you got to give credit to the Raiders to continue to go to the well. I mean, if they're not going to stop it, why stop going to it? Keep on going until they actually stop doing what they do.
You know, 99% of the time we talk about Darren Waller and his pass-catching ability, but it is the responsibility of a tight end, you know, to block. They are part of the offensive line. Let's talk O-line with Q Myers. One, Incognito goes down. That's freaking scary. We have any sort of update on his Achilles?
Well, no, but it's been something that they've been monitoring ever since training camp. You know, he'd go out of camp for a while and rest on Veterans Day because he had the Achilles injury, and that was scary. When he went down, I thought, oh, man, you're already down, Trent Brown. Now you got Richie Incognito down. But lo and behold, here comes this rookie out of Clemson, fourth-rounder John Simpson. And you got to give Tom Cable, the offensive line coach, I've dogged him multiple times for what he did when he made a return to the Raiders and even his time in Seattle. But, man, he had those guys ready to go and had them prepared, you know, for that situation. So when their time was called and their number was called, they'd be ready. So hopefully Incognito's ready to return next week against New England in New England. But if not, at least you can feel pretty confident that John Simpson's been thrown into the deep end, and instead of sinking, he swam. So that's positivity moving forward for that Raiders O-line.
Q, it seemed like the Saints defense – responded to seeing two linemen down, of course, Trent Brown being out for the Raiders as well, and decided to bring the pressure. They blitzed Derek Carr on 16 dropbacks, but Derek Carr was 12 of 15 on those dropbacks, 8.5 yards per attempt. A combination of he and Gruden being able to get the ball out of his hands quickly seemed to work pretty well last night.
And that's something that Derek Carr has been very good at doing, getting that ball out of his hand as quick as possible. He's one of the fastest release quarterbacks in the league, just over 2 seconds that it takes him to get the ball out of his hand. And when he got those dogs coming and he knows that the offensive line is a little bit wounded, he knows that, hey, I got to hit my hot route, I got to hit my tight end, I got to hit my running back, I got to hit whoever I can as quickly as possible. And he was able to do that. And to Carr's credit, something that I've criticized him about a lot over the past year and a half, 2 years, ever since 2016, ever since he got injured, really, is the fact that he doesn't move the pocket. He doesn't use his leg to, you know, give his wide receivers an opportunity to make a play a little bit farther down the field. He was able to do that just a little bit, scramble a little, and get out of the pocket just a little, just enough to say, okay, this guy is trying to do something with his legs. He's never going to be the fleet-footed. He's never going to run around the yard and be the leading rusher. But just giving his team a little bit of an opportunity and showing that want to went a long way as far as I was concerned watching that game last night.
Q, I wanted to get your opinion on Derek Carr and the disrespect stuff, because the Monday Night Football crew was all over it. Carr, after the game last night, said, I love it here. You know, I don't want to play for anyone else other than the Raiders. Actually, he said, I will not play for anyone else other than the Raiders, which we'll see what happens down the road. You follow, let's not talk media, you follow Raider Nation, and you follow them where they're especially vocal on social media. Has he gotten a raw deal from a large part of Raider Nation? Is that part of the disrespect?
That's part of the disrespect, but it was so funny because when he said that, and it was brought up so much, almost to the point where I was like, okay, can we find another narrative to talk about throughout the game? But when he was talking about that, guys, he was talking about not just him, but Darren Waller, also Rodney Hudson, also Trent Brown, also that offensive line. You know, they just had the NFL Top 100 list come out, and all these guys, Max Crosby, who had 10 sacks his rookie year, you know, he's not on the list. All these guys that were just getting overlooked by the national media, who even to this day, if you listen to a lot of of Raider Nation are upset because the narrative is, well, the Saints are old, Drew Brees is old, they were out without Michael Thomas. It's not, hey, the Raiders just played a better game. Hey, the Raiders just, you know, had a better game plan once they made some adjustments. So that's the kind of disrespect that he's actually talking about. It's not necessarily 100% on him. There's a lot of Raider Nation that is going to discredit him and talk bad about him because of one reason or the other. You know, he doesn't stretch the ball down the field enough. Doesn't run enough. I mean, there's always room for criticism. But when he was particularly talking about that, and that's something that Lewis Riddick and company never really brought up, was the fact that he was talking about the whole team, not just himself.